While you stand, you may open your Bible to Genesis, 5th chapter, 21st verse in Hebrews 11 and 5. Praise God. Is everybody really enthused this morning? It's kind of weak out there. Maybe you didn't have a microphone like me. Praise God. Genesis, 5th chapter, 21st verse. Enoch lived 65 years, begat Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. Begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now turn to Hebrews 11, chapter 5th verse. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Can we pray together? Dear Lord, this morning, Jesus, we stand before your presence. And in the presence of these people, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Word of God that's hid in our hearts this morning. God, help us to keep it hid there that we might not sin against you. Lord Jesus, be with us today. Inspire us, Lord Jesus. Anoint us for this message, Jesus. You know what you have in store for us. Without you, Lord Jesus, we can do nothing. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. How many of you possibly have heard the saying, maybe someone is doing something, and you woke up and say, for heaven's sake, what are you doing? You ever hear that expression? For heaven's sake, what are you doing? Well, let me say this. For heaven's sake, what am I doing? For heaven's sake, what am I doing? It's a good question. I'm asking myself that question. And I'd like to ask you to ask yourself that question. For heaven's sake, what am I doing? Here was a man by the name of Enoch. He lived 65 years, and Methuselah was born. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. For heaven's sake, Enoch walked with God. And he had this testimony that he pleased God. Your testimony sometime is not maybe just stand in the congregation what we say, which is possibly a part of it. But the testimony I believe that Enoch had was that he walked with God. Enoch, I don't know his background. There's nothing said too much about it. Only enough was said that he walked with God. It didn't say how many possessions he had. It didn't say that he had a big farm. It didn't say he had a big business. It didn't say that he had a lot of material things. But it did say he walked with God. Now, it doesn't matter about the things that we possess. The Bible said that our life does not consist of the things we possess. But it did say Enoch walked with God. So the main purpose of this morning, I believe Enoch had what he did in mind for heaven's sake. Enoch was not privileged as we are privileged today. Enoch did not have a church. Enoch had not a pastor. He didn't have no instructor. He didn't have any teachers. He didn't have a congregation to stand around about and like we do. If he did, the Bible is silent about it. But Enoch did have in his mind, his heart, that he's going to walk for God. And he walked with God. You know the scripture in St. John where Thomas, when the disciples met on one occasion to worship, and Thomas was not with them. Thomas was not with them, and he missed that church activity. Therefore, he wasn't present. But you see, the Bible said Enoch walked with God 300 years. He was with God 300 years. And God was walking with him 300 years. And there's people that's come through this church can't even walk with God from one church service to another. And they have instructions, they have teachers, they have Sunday school classes, they have young people leaders, they have all kinds of activities and everything to keep them going, and they still can't walk with God. You know why they can't? It's because I don't believe they're doing it for heaven's sake. You see, where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. That's all there is to it, and your heart will be wherever your treasure is. I believe Enoch's treasure was on heaven. And what he was doing and why he was walking with God was for heaven's sake. That's the only thing that counts in this life is what we do for God and what we are doing for God for heaven's sake. Enoch walked with God for heaven's sake. I no doubt in the neighborhood, maybe, let me just pass an opinion and my thoughts. In his neighborhood, maybe, he lived where he lived, and different times, maybe, he didn't have the things that we have here, a nice sanctuary, a nice church building to come and pray in, and I can see him, maybe Brother Danny strolling off down through the woods. It's a wonder where Enoch's going. Enoch was walking with God. He walked down through the woods, maybe, and he found him a certain place to pray and getting to talk to God and letting God talk to him. You see, he didn't have the written word to talk back to him through the preacher like we have today. He didn't have that. He had to go down there, Brother Thomas, and get on his knees and talk to God and walk with God, and so God could talk to him, because he didn't have somebody stand behind the pulpit to tell him or warn him or direct him and give him things to go through by the Bible. He just walked with God. Sometimes I'm afraid maybe we just don't walk with God like we ought to. They wonder where it was going. It's going down there to walk with God and talk to God. That's what we need to do, is go somewhere and walk with God and talk to God every day. Enoch walked with God 300 years. You mean to tell me in the day in which we live, got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, and can't walk with God? Shame on us! He wasn't so concerned about the cares and things of this life. What he was concerned about was walking with God. Walking with God. So Enoch walked with God. I wonder where he's going. Walking with God. Listen, folks, we can walk with God every day. We can talk to God every day. We can lay down and sleep with God. God's asleep with us. We should not let the sun go down on our wrath. If we've got anything against anybody, we've mistreated somebody, or somebody has mistreated us, we can't afford to lay down at night and let the sun go down our wrath, because we might not wake up in the morning. But Enoch walked with God 300 years. Amen. Folks, can you walk with God? For heaven's sake, what am I doing? For heaven's sake, what are you doing? For heaven's sake. Because he said, lay not up your treasures on the earth, but rather lay them up in heaven. Have we got our minds on this life more than we have the life to come? Enoch walked with God. Jesus said, come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. The most weary man or woman or boy or girl today is not the man that's tired in his body. It's the man that's weary in his soul and his conscience is not clear. That's the man that needs rest. And that's why that we found Jesus one day. And the preacher told us what we had to do. And obey his word that we could find rest for our soul. Oh, I thank God. I praise God for the life that God has given me to live. 58 years. 24th of just July, God gave me the Holy Ghost. When I was just a young man, just a young fellow, oh, I wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. And all through these 58 years, God had never done nothing but good for me. He doesn't do anything else. He's done paid me for everything. And I haven't made any sacrifice for Him. It may seem as though it might have been at the present time. Maybe it was a suffering of going through trials or going through a process of time of certain things trying to develop in our heart and life. But thanks be to God, He's still God. I visited Sister Mavis yesterday. Bless her heart. And any of you people, if you haven't been to see Sister Mavis, for heaven's sake, you ought to go visit her. That's right. For heaven's sake, you ought to go visit her. Lay in there 8 years. Show you now. 8 years lay in there. Last 3 years, it's really been a struggle and a battle for her. She's getting weaker all the time. She'd just be so glad to see some of your faces. And some of you have been to visit her. I wouldn't ask for hands to see who hadn't. But she's a part of this church just like you are, that's walking in here on two good legs. Amen. I hope I can condemn you over this, some of you. You need to be condemned. You need to do something for heaven's sake. It ain't your dollars and cents that God's looking for. It's not the good job or the good finance that you produce. God's not looking for that. God's looking for somebody, for heaven's sake, that wants to obey God. The financial system wasn't even introduced in Enoch's day. He just walked with God, regardless of finance, regardless of the plan. He walked with God. He had something in his heart. For heaven's sake, he wanted to go. 300 years. Could you walk with God? And I have seen some throw up a hand and surrender right along the last time someone mentioned this morning. We have people here, not here this morning, that should be here. No doubt. Could have been, but not here. Thomas was not with them. He wasn't there. Enoch walked with God. He was with God. God was with him. Are you walking with God? How many is laid out of church just for some puny reason, excuse? I've noticed Betty Wayne, bless her heart, she works too much, I think, like some of the rest of you maybe. I watched her. It's my daughter, in case you don't know, it's Betty Wayne. I don't mind saying it. But I've seen her many times come in rushing, getting in. She's at church. Come in with a bad headache, she comes to church. She comes in tired and exhausted, she comes to church. I hope she makes it. It's not going to be against her. I guarantee you that. Others, because of a little exhaustion, or a little tired, a little weary, a little bothered, don't come. But Enoch woke with God. I'm sure Enoch was just human, just like we are. He got tired. He got exhausted. He could have had pain. He could have had suffering. But he walked with God. So, for heaven's sake, ask myself the question, what am I doing for heaven's sake? I'll just use these things. I noticed Brother Steve around here. Working all the time for the building of the church. For what? For heaven's sake. I can see him under the house, under the dark, under there where snakes and skunks, possums, anything else might be. Working on the sewer line, trying to clean it out before some of you folks throw a bunch of stuff in there and stop it up. What's he doing it for? For heaven's sake. What are you doing? What am I doing? Have I did what I did for the Lord for heaven's sake? A lot of folks said, let John do it. praise God, but John ain't going to do what I can do. Nobody can do what you can do. Nobody can take your place in that respect. You've got to do your own thing for God. For heaven's sake, what I'm doing. A lot of you men, a lot of you women maybe could do more around about on the outside here than what you've done. Why don't you say amen? Amen. He said, well, brother, listen, you ought to commend us on what we do do. Ain't no more than you do to do what you do. That's what the Bible said. We appreciate everything that's done. And it's not just those natural things we do, but we are doing them for heaven's sake. Why are you bringing your tithes? For heaven's sake? Oh, I like this kind of listening. You know, I've heard preachers get up and preach and everybody shout hallelujah. Go home, won't obey nothing. Rally with a preacher. Oh, someplace you can just preach most anything. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I remember Sister Thomas one time. She's sitting back in the congregation. And she was whispering, I think somebody else whispering to her one time. First thing else, she got there, she said, hallelujah. Of course, you see what I'm talking about. She was a sight. But sometimes we can say hallelujah, don't even know what we're saying hallelujah about. Amen? Amen? But for heaven's sake, see, so what are you doing? For heaven's sake, for the heavens, what are you doing? Ask yourself the question, for heaven's sake, Sister Maybell, what am I doing for heaven's sake? Paul says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Enoch walked with God. Somebody said, Brother Enoch, where are you going? He said, I'm going to walk with God. Enoch, where'd you come from? Walking with God. Ray, what you going to do? You going to walk for God? For heaven's sake, what are you doing? Little Jackie, for heaven's sake, what are you doing? Junior, for heaven's sake, what are you and Tracy doing? I'm asking that. I just said that personally. That's no reflection. But if you take it that way, just go ahead. I'm just preaching. I'm just preaching. That's all there is to it. Janet, what in the world are you doing for heaven's sake? See? Ask ourselves the question, what am I doing, Sister Esther, for heaven's sake? Are you raising your family for heaven's sake? Are you just turning loose and letting them go where they want to go for hell's sake? What are you doing for heaven's sake? How are you treating one another at home? For heaven's sake? Enoch just walked with God. 300 years. Brother Dan, you mean tell me we got the Holy Ghost now to inside? They just had a measure of the Spirit. That's all they had. They didn't have what we've got, but they had a measure of the Spirit just for conscience sake. They were living under their own conscience. But we got more than our conscience to live by now. We've got the written Word of God, and we've got preachers to tell us. But they didn't have nothing but their conscience sake. They had enough conscience. Praise God, I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to walk with God. Have you got enough conscience to walk with God? What kind of conscience have you got? And they will forget. An old brother was preaching one time in a church years ago, and I believe he said he was driving somewhere and said he picked up a hitchhiker. Let him ride about 200 miles. And he said, got off, he said, "How much owe you?" He said, "Well, just let your conscience be your guide." So he reached in his pocket and gave him a quarter. Some folks ain't got much conscience. That's right. I sat in a congregation one night, and I saw a preacher sitting on the front seat. He was trying to raise an offering for the church or something, and I did my best to get everything I could out of that preacher. I knew he was a tightwad. That's right. I finally got 50 cents out of him. Some folks ain't got much conscience. Some folks got a seared conscience. Some folks don't even have no conscience at all. The guy killed him, folks down there the other day, what kind of conscience he got? You know what I'm talking about. Killed his own daddy, his uncle, stepmother. Would have killed his niece. She finally got away. What kind of conscience have I got? Am I doing what I'm doing for heaven's sake? Listen, folks, I'll be as honest as I can be. If I'm not doing what I'm doing for heaven's sake, I hope just God will just take me. My life is spent here for 43 years, and I come here for heaven's sake. I come here for God's sake. Yes, sir. For heaven's sake, what am I doing? Praise God. For heaven's sake. For heaven's sake. Here was one of the major prophets of the Bible, which was Elijah. You know, there was a famine in the land. He prophesied that it wouldn't rain for the space of 3 years. What did he do it for? He was a prophet of God. He was doing what God told him to do. Great famine came about in the land because he prophesied it would happen. It didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months. It was so dry. He got down to the side of a brook down there where there's some water, and God began to talk to him. He said, "Go over there." He said, "There's a woman over there, a widow woman." Thank God. You know, there ain't very many widow women. A lot of grass widows, I call them. A lot of divorces, and they call themselves widows. They ain't widows. Right. They ain't widows. To be a widow, you got a widow indeed is one that has no nephews and no relatives. Is 60 years old. Has raised up children. Yes, sir. This woman was a widow. The famine in the land. Here this prophet of God come by and said, "Widow, said, I want you to bake me a cake that I can have something to eat." Poor preacher working on the sympathy with us. That's what they say. I don't care what they say. We're preaching for heaven's sake. We're trying to get folks to obey God for heaven's sake. She said, well, said I, was fixing to bake a cake, build a fire. Said I had just a handful of meal and a little water. Fixing to bake a cake for me and my boy. Said we're going to eat it. That's all. We were going to die. Elijah said, make me a cake first. Isn't that terrible? Preacher come along. This young couple here, we hadn't got but just a handful of meal. We fixing to bake it and die ourselves. Preacher come along and said, bake me a cake. Don't look right, does it? Don't sound right. Naturally, from a natural standpoint, it doesn't sound right. But why did Elijah do that? For heaven's sake. She took a little handful of meal. What are you doing for heaven's sake? See, God can take a little bit and make a whole lot out of it.